Simon & Schuster Australia presents A Father's Son, Family, Football and Forgiveness. Written and narrated by Matt Rogers. I dedicate this book to my wife Chloe Maxwell, who selflessly sacrificed so much so I could continue to chase my dreams. I love you and I couldn't imagine life without you. My two eldest children, Jack and Skylar, who have been through so much of the journey, the good and the bad, and grown into beautiful young adults who continue to make me proud. My younger children, Max and Phoenix, who every day inspire me to be a better man. Don and Mel, my brother and sister, who have walked the path with me from when I can remember, who have always had my back and never shied away from the challenges we've faced. As a whole, we've all laughed and cried together. This is for you. He made the terrible discovery that men make about their fathers sooner or later. That the man before him was not an aging father, but a boy much like himself. A boy who grew up and had a child of his own, and, as best he could, out of a sense of duty and perhaps love, adopted a role called being a father, so that his child would have something mythical and infinitely important, a protector, who would keep a lid on all the chaotic and catastrophic possibilities of life. Tom Wolfe, Bonfire of the Vanities. Prologue. Some of my fellow travellers are growing impatient as we wait in the bus. We're at the Bamana War Cemetery near Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, where we've been walking among the nearly 4,000 graves of fallen Commonwealth soldiers, casualties of the Kokoda Track campaign, which took place between July and November 1942. Now we're all back on the bus. All but one, my 12-year-old daughter, Phoenix. As close as we are to the burial ground from our position, the lie of the land obscures most of it. Suddenly, Phoenix's head pops into view. She appears absorbed by whatever it is she's looking at, and in no hurry. "Just toot the horn," someone says. "Let her know we're ready." The man at the wheel, our trek leader, Cam James, frowns. "I'm not tooting the horn," he says, eyes to the front. "We're waiting." And so we wait. And wait. "Matt, just go over there and see what she's doing," someone suggests. "Fair enough," I say. "Okay." Phoenix is on the far side of the cemetery, standing in front of the gravestones. Her little face solemn, lips moving. Walking towards her, I watch her take two sideways steps and set her gaze upon the adjacent stone. Reaching her, I hear her whisper two words. "Thank you." She made it to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?